That is change of zone number 2061 Sandy LLC.
And Madam Chair, before we start this conversation, as you know, I didn't participate in this public hearing, so Mr. Sharp is here this afternoon, and he's going to swap with me momentarily. So.
All right. Afternoon again, Mr. Sharp.
Afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners.
Welcome with us. So we have this on the agenda today, not as a motion to be made, but for further discussion. So I'd like to open up that discussion now. Well, I'll start. In my opinion, I feel that if we, out of respect for all of the homeowners and that, if this does get approved, if there is a motion to make the approval for this, that with strict guidelines and conditions, I feel like that should give comfort to the residents that are there, because I feel there's been a gray area with his responsibility versus what their expectation has been. And that's based on a lot of the conversation that was happening at the hearing. I'm open for any other comments and questions.
Did we ever find out for those homeowners, when they bought that property, those homes, what that area originally was, or what was it intended for?
So in the restrictive covenants, which is in the record, there was a, and this goes back to the 80s, and I'll find the exact section. It's Article 3, and it talks about an area basically called a recreational area, and it does have language in there about the extent of the rights of members. And it says there is a right of the developer to allow persons other than the owner of a unit, lot, or improvement thereon to use the recreational property and recreational facilities and to charge reasonable admission and other fees for the use thereof. And then it also goes on to say the right of the developer to establish allowable commercial uses in the recreational area, to build structures to house such uses, and to lease said structures to business operators or operate the business businesses itself for an indefinite time. So that goes back to the original covenants that were recorded probably 40 years ago. I don't have the exact date in front of me. Thank you, Mr. White.
And as such, that information would be available to anybody that's making a purchase there, right?
Yeah, typically, you know, when you're buying something, it's you know or should have known those items that are in the record. So this dates back to December 1st of 1986 is the date of the declaration, and it was recorded looks like it was in July. That's a different date. But it is of record in page 1461, page 54 at sequence. So,
okay.
Thank you for that.
Sure.
And then were we privy to any contributions that were made by Mr. Marshall, his group, to the road improvements? Do we have a number? Is that information that we would have, what he's paid to date?
The minutes, the notes that I had and did reflect that the applicant stated that there was over $100,000 been paid since the maintenance agreement had been put in place.
Okay.
So we do have some evidence in the record to that effect. I don't believe we have an exact dollar amount.
Okay, I didn't remember.
I didn't hear. I don't recall there being anything from the association or a non-applicant that gave a figure as well.
Okay. Mr. Pettyjohn, did you have anything?
Yeah, just for me, I've just discussed the parking there. So when they have tournaments, I'm sure those parking lots are going to be full. So then you have members, if he's building a pool with a membership for the pool. And we just wonder where the parking is going to be for these guys, if we have dedicated parking.
Well, you may recall we got some proposed conditions for approval from the applicant, as well as some marked up ones from the association, who was neutral on this. And there was language in there about signage for parking, where parking is prohibited and whatnot. If the commission was inclined, it could perhaps put a condition that certain spaces are to be reserved solely for the pool, for people using the pool. If there was perhaps a tournament on a weekend that maybe the pool would be used or some other time, that way there's some area there that folks who may have to drive there for whatever reason wouldn't have, you know, they'd have some parking there.
I did notice there was There's a little dumpster area, not on this particular property, but it's part of the plantation's development. And those signs specifically say that they are for homeowners only. I know that doesn't require Sandy here to, Sandy LLC to provide parking, but something to keep in mind. So there is a little bit that could alleviate some of that parking if necessary, but that doesn't make him responsible or them responsible for providing for them as well. So I don't know.
Was it proposed as 162 parking spaces?
I don't believe it was that many, Mr. Passwaters. I'm trying to find my notes here. My recollection is 111 or somewhere along those lines.
And then that, when you were just talking about the pool and the parking, all of that, and the tournaments, that triggered something else with me, that if it is a motion to be approved, a condition to state that no one that's there for the tournaments has any access to the pool and the other private part of it. So I think it would be good to include that as well. Just because they're there for a tournament, unless they're a resident, they're not privy to using.
So the pool would just be for residents and not for the general public? Is that what you're proposing?
Did they have it for the general public before? I thought it was just for the residents.
Well, it was paid.
It's a membership.
Yeah, like a membership kind of thing. So I don't know that it was necessarily
specific. Unless they have the membership, then they shouldn't be able to use, if they're there for a tournament, but they don't have a membership, they should not have access to that pool.
Correct.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be fair for the people that have paid for it.
We could perhaps clarify that with a proposed condition. Just to go back to your question, Mr. Passwaters, it looks like the proposal contemplated an additional 62 parking spaces and an additional 4 ADA compliant spaces. I'm just kind of going through the draft minutes that we'd have. Some of that information I was looking at, and also my notes. There's currently 45 spaces with 2 ADA compliant spaces. Those numbers may be slightly, may not be exact, but I think it's in the right area.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Any other discussion on this?
Well, I have, so.
Do you have anything else, Mr. Passwaters?
I know Mr. Collins, it's his district. Of course, he's not here today. And I know he had some questions at the last meeting. There were a couple of items that I think did come up at one point in the hearing, and I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on those. There was a mention of no outside, that they're not going to have outside loudspeakers. Sometimes that's helpful. There was a request about the size of the pool if one was to be put in. I believe that the request was for a certain square footage, and then we heard some testimony from one of the folks who said, it really needs to be 25 meters to have a pool that's usable for that. We had also heard about the number of days of a tournament being 3 days typically, and that there'd be 12 to 15 tournaments a year, and the applicant seemed to be proffering that he was okay with the restriction limiting the number of tournaments per year, perhaps number of days as well. I know there was some concern presented about during the summer months also, traffic and those sorts of things. So
there was also mention of the noise of the pickleball courts to make sure that they are all inside only.
Well, looking at this, I realized it looks like there's proposed outdoor pickleball courts. If I'm looking at a recent plan here, that's behind the new building, the new proposed building. So I think we heard some different things about
from Mr. Collins.
Right. So yeah, I think we've heard some things about the noise.
I mean, tennis makes the noise as well, but
I thought the testimony was that everything would be inside, the outside would be tennis courts.
Yeah, it was just,
yeah.
I think that was something that changed versus their
could we make
rolling.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I mean, that if something you wanted to perhaps consider as a condition, you could do that as well if you were.
So a condition could be where if a tournament's only had to be inside versus having both inside and outside?
Or you just do it all the
tennis only.
Yeah, tennis outside for tennis only, but not for pickleball.
I mean, really, because pickleball can be set up quickly and taken down quickly, but that doesn't make the noise any less or any quicker. So it's still, It's something that's there for the residents.
Were there any comments or consideration that you had regarding the proffered conditions from the applicant versus the proffered ones from the association?
None that I had. He was willing to redo, resurface the access road, and if I remember correctly, and I think that was something that everyone would expect him to do.
This one might seem a little silly and maybe a little late, but I noticed that little area that I was speaking of that has the residents parking only at the trash receptacles. I noticed that the only access to that would be, even though they share the entrance coming in to where the facility is, it looks like to circle around to get to the trash facility has to be on what's considered the property that they own, but I'm assuming that's probably a non-issue. That's just something that they've worked out together.
Mr. Whitehouse, do we have anything showing that the access to the trash dumpsters? I just want to make sure we're looking at the right plan there. Okay, so that's the, I think you were looking at
further down. It's right here. This is, best of my memory, go further down on that rectangle just to the left of the circle. Yes, that's where, if I remember correctly, that's where the trash receptacles are, and I can't remember if it's 4 spots, 6 spots, something like that, that say, and again, I don't think that was ever designed to be parking just for those that are using the facilities. I think it was more so if you're dropping off your trash or recyclables.
That may be addressed in the easement agreement. Mm-hmm. They did have a maintenance and easement agreement between the association and the, I guess, the Sandy predecessor entitled. I can look at that and see if that's something that's addressed there. I don't remember it offhand, though.
Make sure that wouldn't be obstructed for any reason from the homeowners.
Right. Good point. Were there any other questions or comments?
None here.
Ready, John?
I don't think so.
Mr. Sharp, did you have anything else?
I did not, Madam Chair. I would recommend that, I know Mr. Collins, I think, was very interested in this one.
Yeah.
He's obviously not here today.
Yeah. Can I get a motion to defer then?
I move to defer for the consideration.
A second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2061 Sandy LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries.